Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But I ask you guys, no more calls, Big Door. No, Dave, I got to answer calls because that's, see, my thing is, Dave, is that I want you guys to call in because the only way you're going to get help is actually being selfish. And I love the fact that these guys are being selfish. They're like, fuck you guys. I don't care more about me. So that's why I grab phone calls because, Dave, if you are actually serious about it, you'll be calling in and you wouldn't sit around bird watching. So that's just on you. God damn it. I say call in. These motherfuckers calling the fuck in. 267-727. 267, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, Steve? It's Dave G from the chat.
Oh, hey, Dave G. Well, goddamn, you called the fuck in, Dave. What's going on, brother?
Yeah. When I called the first time, the lines was down. That's why I was asking no more calls. But
okay.
Yeah,
oh, no, I'm sorry. I just reset them. What's going on, brother? How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, so I believe I called you maybe like a week ago. I asked you a question, and you basically put your foot in my ass about not being a student. So, you know, I got my puzzle pieces. I put the puzzle together. I'm good with that. And I'm ready for the coaching.
No, you're not good. You're not good with it. You got to keep doing it. This is not a one-time thing. Once you do
puzzle
your puzzle,
pieces,
you break that shit. Do it over and over and over and over again. And I'm going to give you one secret that you are not going to see until you do it. Just when you think you know something and you do it over again, you're going to learn something brand new. And that's why you keep doing it over and over again. You don't stop. Okay? But go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. Do the same puzzle or should I get another puzzle? Like, you know what I mean?
You're king, brother. You can do what you want. It's your king.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so my question, I can get the bid, though, right? I can get the bid, though, now. I can get coaching now, right?
Yeah, you can do all that. Yeah, absolutely, sir, absolutely.
All right, cool. So my question was in regards to discipline. Now, being as though discipline is an inner trait, an inner characteristic of oneself,
yes.
Would that be an I am?
Yes. Discipline is an I am.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, you can't buy discipline. You can't wear discipline. You see what I'm saying? That's why it's an I am.
Yes.
You can't buy it.
Cool. Yeah, if you want to elaborate on it, that's cool. That's all I wanted to know.
Discipline is a skill of many skills of many doors because once you learn discipline, most guys think they just because they learn discipline, that's the end of discipline and they're disciplined. That's not the truth. And the more you begin to grow,
I believe that for sure.
Right. So the discipline is going to be changed when women are crying because they want to see you and you put them on dick punishment. The discipline is going to come in where you have to say no. The discipline is going to have to come in where it's time for you to walk away because she's disrespecting you.
Mm-hmm.
The discipline is going to have to come in when you have to chin check her, and I don't mean hit her or grab her, when you have to yank her chain and tell her ass, don't you ever do that again. Do you understand me? So there's a lot of disciplines in there. The discipline of the levels of your scribe, the discipline of your culinary school. That's what you're trying to say. It's not just one thing, it just goes on and on and on. The discipline will keep leveling up because the more you get closer to your core, the more disciplined you're going to have to be in all these other areas. It's not just saying I'm disciplined. It's not saying it. It's being it. You know,
right.
Don't act like you're a king. Be king. Yeah, you know I mean, so that's where the discipline comes in.
For sure.
And a woman is going to realize that. So was that able to help you out right there, my brother?
Absolutely. And I was also thinking, too, tenacity. Wouldn't tenacity be an I am as well?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
But you know what?
This is the funny thing. Wait, real quick. This is the thing you don't understand. You have tenacity and you have discipline at the basic level. You want to know why?
Right. Go ahead.
Because you wouldn't be here if you didn't have discipline and tenacity. You're here now. Nobody's going to tell you. Remember, You got to the egg because of what? Discipline and tenacity. You did. I'm just trying to bring you back to where you were. You never lost.
No doubt.
So don't think you've got to find. Don't see if you look like you're trying to find something you already have, then you're gonna be searching and missing it. It's like
right.
You have a cup in your house. Yeah, you have a cup in your house. And you're like, well, I'm thirsty. Let me go find a cup outside and or go to the store and buy a cup when you got a cup already in your house. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. And it's crazy because me and one of my homeboys, we really we get into these discussions in regards to religion or whatever, and people finding God, and it's if you're looking for God outside of you, you know what I mean? You already lost. It's already in you, God, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? The main source, that supreme consciousness, is already in you.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, I appreciate that. You answered my question.
All right, brother. All right, we'll throw you back in. A great call, brother. I appreciate you, brother. Okay.
All right, no doubt.
All right, throw you back in, no doubt, respect. All right, I'm getting 727 and 417. 727, how can I help you, sir?
Yeah, good night, Steve. I was just calling in to let you know I jumped on the Halloween game as soon as I heard about it. I got the fortune teller costume. I got some white makeup cream, and because I got a beard and I got locks, so
yes.
I get my hair look like gray and stuff, and I got a card.
Okay.
I didn't get a business card, so what I did, I kind of tried to improvise because it was such a short space. So what I did, I just write the number on some of the cards, but I separated them from the rest of the cards.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But I wasn't prepared enough because it was a short space of time. But the point is, plus I didn't get to rehearse enough like the other guys did. But I approached women and I got a response from them. So if I rehearsed enough, I know it would be a better response than what I got.
Yes, sir.
So saying that to say this, all the guys got to do is just do it. You know, and rehearse, and it will work.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yes.
Because I see, even though I didn't get the results I needed, I saw past that because I didn't have any expectation. So I saw past that, and I knew automatically, if I rehearse enough, this would be a blast.
Yes.
Because the other guys said it. No one was, being correct in their character. No one was being what they dressed up like to be. You know, so
yeah,
it's just,
that's
they're wearing a costume and that's it.
Huh? Boring, right, boring.
Yeah.
And you
so
stand
like
out,
you
but
you automatically stand out once you go in character, you know?
Yes, yes.
So it's quite the Halloween game is quite simple, and I'm looking forward for next year to because I would be rehearsing.
Valentine's Day. Next one's going to be Valentine's Day, Valentine's week. That'll be the next one.
Yeah.
Valentine's week. We'll get y'all ready for Valentine's.
Yeah, I'll be rehearsing for that one too, Steve.
All right. Well,
but
congratulations. Good job, brother.
Yeah, I'll send you some pictures. I'll email you some pictures and videos.
Please.
Okay,
wonderful, man. Good job, brother.
Right, thank
you. Proud
just
of you, man. I'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. Great call, brother. Great call. Eric Cole 417. Guys, you got questions, please ask. 417, how can I help you, sir? How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Steve. So I just wanted to call back and give you my experience the last couple of nights about the Halloween game, man. My brother, my man. Dude, it was a crazy, thrilling experience, my man. So, I came out and I had a lot of cards I gave out, and I was overwhelmed with how many girls actually came up and continue to talk. I just have to tell everybody listening, Steve knows what he's talking about. But I had a question about my experience, man, and I just wanted to tell you my experience.
Yes.
So
it
was I really did speak to my core at the moment, and I said, you know, I can't react because I've had so many dudes jealous, just coming up on me,
yes.
like saying things
yes.
and even messing with the girls doing the readings with me. You know, they're just like,
yes.
yo, like,
yes.
what is this guy is a bullshitter. He's not really a tarot reader, all this. And the worst thing that happened to me, and I still recovered and killed it. That's why I feel really great right now. The worst
Wonderful.
Thing that happened to me last night was a feminist. It was like a Slim Shady feminist type of girl. Apparently, I guess the girl I was reading on her was like, I don't know if that was a girl she was dating or whatever, but she was just really angry. And she
yeah.
grabbed my whole table. She grabbed my table and she said, you know, I'll break this shit. You know, I'll destroy it. And she tore my
yeah.
sign on my chest off. And that was one of those experiences where I was just like, damn,
yeah.
like, oh, man, I don't want to, like,
yeah.
get in any fights or whatever. And I told myself, no, I'm not hitting a woman. I'm not going to put my hands on a woman.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes.
it was kind of dark where I went home, and I just got the next sheet of paper. I had some spare papers, and I just rebuilt my
Good.
Costume, and
Good.
I went right back out. I went right back out, and I continued to get
Good.
More numbers out. It was crazy. It felt great just to overcome that.
Good.
And
Good.
I just wanted
Good
to say
you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like, thank you, Steve.
No, don't thank me.
Like, that was,
no, no, thank you. No,
yeah.
it's not about me. No, 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 no. This is not I appreciate you thanking me, but no, 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 no. You decided to trust me. You did it, and you had a great time. And please understand, you got to get a taste of the good and the bad. They're going to be jealous guys all the time. See, when you start to get more out of your shell and women start to come more towards you, you're going to have haters. That's part of the game. People are going to hate you
yeah.
because who is this guy? He doesn't have the nice outfits. He doesn't have the body. He doesn't have the nice shoes. But why are these fucking women around this guy and not around me? Right? So you just, it's, unfortunately, I'm sorry that someone grabbed you, and that's not cool, but I'm glad that you had enough composure just to, you know, write the card over and do it over again, big guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just had to put another, like, single woman,
yeah.
like, paper on the front of my chest because, like, she just, like, grabbed it off. I'm like, damn, woman.
Yeah. yeah,
like, well,
that, but that's,
I
mean, that's.
It. So my lesson
yeah.
to myself was, like, okay, well, next time, if instead of like reacting and getting a little bit angry, I should have said, well, maybe I should
yeah.
do your reading, you know, maybe I should do your reading and, you know, we can have a good night. We'll
oh,
just do that
lady,
good night.
I can see I can't do your reading because that is not a sexy thing to do is put your hands on an old man. Where are your manners?
Yeah.
Don't you know you shouldn't put your hands on old men? You're not supposed to put your hands on the elderly. You see what I'm saying? So you
yeah,
could have made fun
yeah.
of it and made fun of her and shit. But listen, remember, the average people are going to be mad at you for not being average. Write that down, guys. Average people will always get mad at those who don't want to be average. That's what you got. And I think it's a great lesson to understand that this is part of everything. You're not trying to be average, and when you get around those that are average and you're above average, there's going to be jealousy from average guys because women are looking for above average individuals, big guy. So it's okay. I think it's a good lesson that you learned. And I'm glad that she didn't do any bodily harm to you because that's not what this is about. It's about you having fun, and unfortunately, a lot of people feel some kind of way. Fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. I, you know, I had to just, like, it was almost like a puzzle piece moment. Like, I just came home and I said, you know, I could make two choices here. I could, you know, be back into that lower level, or I could stay and keep evolving and endure it and just embrace it, you know, embrace
yes.
the moment.
And, yeah,
and
yeah,
just
and
get
just
back
in. Embrace. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, people are not going, and look, this is going to be weird. I know it's going to sound crazy, but there are going to be women out there that are in relationships that are not going to tell you they're in relationships. There are women out there that are seeing guys, living with guys, they're not going to tell you because they're afraid they're going to lose you. So what they'll do is they'll act like they don't have anybody because they're afraid that if I tell you I have somebody, I'm going to lose you. So I'd rather not lose you. I'd rather hold on to you as long as I can. So, you know, and it's going to be a little bit of everything, but I'm glad that you're okay, though. I'm glad that you're okay, though. That's all that fucking matters.
I was thinking, damn, you know, I mean, I didn't want to go to jail or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
No. You did good. Now, yeah, just next time, yeah, they cheat. Don't put your hand on the elf. Police, she's putting her hands on an old man that's just trying to find sexy single woman. You know, just have fun with
her.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll throw you
Steve,
in, man.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. Good job, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. And I'm proud of you guys. Guys, thank you. All you guys, I'm truly proud of you guys. Y'all are excellent men. And I'm glad that you guys finally get a taste of it. That's all that matters. And the only thing that matters to me is that you see it for yourself, okay? And when you are able to see it for yourself, everything begins to change for you. And that's what we'll continue talking about today. Because see, once you figure out, and that's what people don't understand when you figure out you, because everybody has not figured out you yet. And like I was saying before, is that when I was not nine, I think it was as I was studying, like I was 10, 11, I started to feelize and realize that what are the beliefs that I have? And I wrote those things down. I ask you guys to do that. Write down your beliefs. Write down all your fucking, all that shit you believe in. Because, and listen, and I don't want you to lie to yourself. If you believe you're not good enough, write it down. The thing about this is just being honest with yourself. You got to write what you believe in. And once you actually write what you believe in, whether it is good or bad, that's what you got to look at. That's your starting point. If you believe you're not good enough, that's okay. The worst thing you do is believe that you are good enough. When you know that you're not good enough, then you're kind of like fucking yourself over because you're moving down the wrong pathway. You know, I always tell you guys, every thought and every move that you make is going to set you on a certain road. And that's why I tell you guys to make sure that everything that you do is for you, but really being honest to yourself about what you actually believe in. What do you believe in? And if you believe that you're not good enough, please understand that's not a bad thing. I don't ever want you guys out here to say to yourself, I really don't believe in myself, but I don't want to say I believe in myself because if I say that, I'm going to be worse off. No, it doesn't work that way. The way this thing works is the honesty that you have to yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, that's okay. But it has to be I won't say come to Jesus moment, but it has to be a connection to you and yourself to say, okay, well, you know what? I'm afraid to talk to women, okay? Excuse me. That doesn't make you a bad person. That doesn't make you weak. That doesn't make you a loser. That doesn't make you a loser at all. None of those things do. None of those things do. But nobody is actually asking the biggest question is that in order to build who you are, okay, you must begin to fire the things in your mind that are outside of yourself. In order for you to get to your core, gentlemen, it is built on nothing outside of you, okay? You don't control the I do. You can control some I do's. But your I do is not even your I do because your I do is a fucking woman that you can never actually control. But you can control how you feel about yourself. You can control how you think about yourself. You can control your experiences to yourself. And what happens is when you are actually a student and learning this stuff, it is going to have more of a major impact on you than what you have right now. And it is. And that's people don't understand. I guess Australia, I can help you, brother. What's up, Australia?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's up, buddy? Yes, it's
hey,
you.
Hey, I'm calling back because I just remembered. I got a voice recording from one of the women that I gave my card to.
Send it to me. I'll play it. Send it to me.
Her.
Shoot it to the man.
She went crazy.
Yeah, send it to the man mindset. Wait, can you send it to me at the man mindset at gmail.com?
Yeah, I'll
send
it
over to me.
Over at the man mindset.
We'll play it. We'll play it. Just send it to me. Put in audio. Yeah, and I'll play it live, okay, buddy? All right, I'm proud of you. Yeah, send that shit, brother, okay? Send that shit, okay?
Yep.
All right, I'll throw you back in. So send it, and I'll play it. Just send it over, and I'll play it. So let me show you what I'm talking about. Let me show you where, again. This is why this guy loses. And now I'm going to explain to why he loses, okay? He's getting on his I do, right? And it doesn't matter how many women you talk to a day. You're a fake and you're a fraud. There's nothing about you that a woman wants to be with you when you are looking outside of your fucking self. It is amazing how you losers think that just because you talk to 100 women, you doing shit. You ain't doing anything. And yeah, he's talking about approaching and shit. What a fucking goof ass, man. What a dumbass. But this is why y'all lose, man. Well, not you guys, but when you see losers are always, you know, someone said something that's very important. Most of y'all don't understand that we're in a time where losers have become the winners because there's so many losers out there. They relate to other losers. So they follow losers. Nobody wants to follow a winner because a winner is going to force you to do totally different than what you are as a loser. It's amazing, guys. It's fucking amazing. And then when people tell you all that silly ass shit, man, it's just weakness. It's just weak people. Ugh, it's a shame. I feel sorry for that loser, man. I feel so sorry for him. But you know what? He's supposed to be what he is. He's supposed to be a loser. So everybody remember, guys, everybody can't be a winner. As I told you before, some people got to lose. And you can always tell in the way they talk, they lose. All right, here we go. Here's the audio. All right, wait, let me grab an audio. Let me download it. All right, guys, we're going to play the audio. Here we go. Oh, here we go. You see how I play it. We're going to click on. Let's open it with this. Let's try this right here. See what we got. Do y'all hear? I guess y'all think that when I told you guys in August that we're going to do this in September, and then in September when I released, I told you guys, man. Do you understand? I'm going to play this shit again because it's not just the costume. It's the A-plus on the man underneath the costume. She's not a. Let me bring this motherfucker, Australia badass motherfucker, in. Aussie, I'm proud of you, man. Now listen. No. Peep this. I'm gonna give you some game. When you hit a, send her a text message. Send her a text message and let her know that class is in session, and I'm trying to see how I can give you an A plus when we go out this weekend. All right?
Yo.
You let her know class is in session. Class is in session. Now it's time for me to give you an A-plus when you and I spend some time together. Hit her with that text message, okay, my brother? I got you, dog. You know I got you, dog. Ain't nobody. I got you.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Yeah. Let her know class is in session. Now it's time to grade you. And listen, I'm going to grade you on your smile. I'm going to grade you on your mind. Hey. And if you're a good girl, I'm going to grade you on your lips. I'm going to grade you on how well you hug me. I'm going to grade you on how nice your perfume smells as I smell it when I rub up on you. No. It's going to be you. Hey. See how you do that?
Hey,
right. You see, she's.
I gotta get a
what's up, brother? What's up? I'm just going up there. Hey, you go back. Yes, I'm gonna keep going and say a few more, but go back and listen to what I'm saying. I'm here to grade you on not only your mind, but I want to grade you on your movements. I want to grade you on the different smiles that you have. I want to grade you on the different ways you're going to blush when I look into those goddamn eyes of yours and tell you things you never heard or things you never seen before. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm going to grade you on. And hey, and if you're on your best behavior, I will put you into a sexual detention where you have to stay back after school. You see that, though?
Yo,
see how you can take
with it, bro. Because
I'm your motherfucking boy. Man. I'm showing you game. I got you, dog. She's already graded you. Now it's time you grade her motherfucking ass. And lead her at the same time. Okay?
Yep.
So you go back and listen to that, back in my show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go, Dexter, let me know, okay? I'm going to throw you back in. Good one. But I'm going to let y'all hear this one last time because I want you to hear what it's like. Listen what this woman said. Do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? I'm telling you guys out here, okay? I am telling you guys out here that you can actually change the game up when you are the motherfucking game. They're not, listen, gentlemen, this is the good news about what y'all have right here. You have somebody that is showing you outside the box. So let's just take that for a moment. This man's got A pluses. What do you think what happens when he shows her the wine above his bed? Oh, let me show you the things. What do you think? Okay, right now she has an idea of what she thinks things are. What happens when she goes over that man's house? What happens when she sees wine above the bed? What happens when she sees a lost and found box in his door? What happens if she sees the paintings on the wall or sees the colored lights in his shop? She's going to lose her shit because you want to know why? Because her, okay, guys, just like you guys, I'm going to show y'all a game, very important. Y'all don't understand is that the average woman's mind is at such a low level. I'm not saying they're low level. Please listen to what I'm saying. Her mindset, her perception, and her reality is so low because the bar has been set low, which gives all of you the advantage because if she's just giving off A's just off of the thing that he's doing, wait till she sees behind his curtain or behind the first door that goes behind another door, that goes behind another door. This is why I'm showing y'all something that no one else is showing you because they're not ready for this. Gentlemen, please listen to me. They are not ready or prepared for a man. They have heard stories and fables. They've read books about men. They've seen assholes and jerks on TV and movies. But what happens when they get to go 4D? What happens when they are the woman in the book, the woman in the fairy tale, the woman that sits and reads a novel or watches a TV show and sees the connection that the asshole has with the woman? She says, wow, I've never, fill in the blank, met a man to move me this way. I've never had a man talk to me this way. I just don't know what it's about. And gentlemen, my Australian motherfucking dog, she's got one foot in the fucking door. She's about to be fucked. You want to know why? because she's already drawn into his creativity, his sense of adventure, his imagination. That's the beauty in the game. And that's why I keep telling you guys out there that are listening to me, this is why you guys can win in all of this, all right? All right? Okay? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, okay? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, okay? And as I say and talk to all you guys out here, it's very important that you guys don't see the world through my eyes or somebody else's eyes, okay? Don't do that, okay? And let's see here. Let's get to this one. He says, Steve, this girl sent me a freaky video. It wasn't for me. It was for an ex out of state. I told her doing that for someone out of state when I could be beaten up. I don't know what you mean. What's the question? I don't understand what the question is. But if you ask the question, I will definitely answer your question. I don't understand what your question is, okay? So what I'm saying to all you guys out here is that the one thing that most men don't see, and remember, you can't see, which, oh, I'm going to get back to that. I mean, y'all want to call it. I'm sorry. I got this back. Okay, let me get back to the guys y'all want to call in. Let me get back to the main thing. I'm sorry. I'm all here on the wrong thing. Let me get back to this. But as I was saying to you guys, I want y'all to see that you guys cannot see is that everybody is going to look at women through their perception. And if you can't get women, you're always going to have a negative thought about women. Gentlemen, one thing you'll hear about me, there's no negative thought on women because women don't control my life. I have nothing negative or bad to say, and not to say that there aren't bad women. Like the guy who had his costume ripped apart, that was a fucked up ass woman. But that was one moment in time. Where a lot of these guys go wrong, they will take one woman and then add it to all women. Thus, it's a cop-out of an excuse to why you don't have gay. Because women will always follow instruction. And that, you know, that's the craziest thing, gentlemen. The craziest thing is people don't realize women follow instruction. But how can one follow instruction when one who's given the instruction is not influenced by oneself? The ones that complain, you can always tell there's no influence. Because he's trying to push an agenda or an emotion, and this is where a lot of guys go wrong, okay? And that's where a lot of problems are and a lot of people and stuff like that. And see, one thing that we say to all you guys, I'm proud of you guys to understand game, is like there's just too many soft guys out here. And you can always tell weakness by what people say. But see, when people say something, you just move on and don't ignore it. Because losers are going to say loser, bitch, ass shit. We're winners over here. And we say winning shit. And we talk different. Because, see, one thing y'all will learn, guys, as y'all are more students of the game, you will understand that a lot of these males who have the virus called the modern male disease, it's worse than COVID-19. And you can tell by how they act, how they are a victim. They're always complaining. They're always whining. They're always bitching. They're always moaning. And gentlemen, that's not the worst part. The worst part is that they don't accept them fucking selves. They have no self-acceptance. They do not accept themselves, nor do they have any self-worth about themselves. And you can always tell weakness by bitch ass shit. And women can tell also. And what you guys will learn is that you guys out here will also learn why women are the way they are. Women will always be this way to average guys because average guys are the same way. All right? That's all we're trying to say, man. And that's and listen, that's what we're trying to get y'all to do. That's what we're trying to get y'all to see. And until y'all can see it, until y'all can realize it, y'all will never see game for what it is. Y'all will always see game for what you wanted to be, and that's not how we do things. That's not how we move. And how we move is we make moves. We just get rid of things that are just we don't need people out there that are wasting time. What's important to me is that time is of the essence, gentlemen. Time is of the essence. As I say to all you motherfucking guys, we are about to hit month 11. And you have wasted 11 fucking months of your life in this year, a wasted time, because you guys out here chose to just sit there and play victim instead of accepting who you are. You must learn to accept yourself. And your I do is not the fucking thing I want you to accept. I don't want you to accept if you're fucking short. I don't want you to accept if you are ugly. I don't want you to accept if you're fat, if you got a bad job, or you ain't got a... I don't want you to accept that shit. Why accept something that is just a fucking truth? You don't need to accept it. It's there. Okay? It's there. Hold on. Let me see what I got right here. I can control everything here. Hold on. Let me see what you're saying right here. You're saying, should I still... Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to catch up what you're saying. You're saying, should I talk to her? She said that we're just friends. I told her what I could do instead of doing with someone else out of state. I feel that she doesn't deserve my energy, but I'm trying to fuck. See, DJ. All right, look, DJ. Listen, brother. DJ, unfortunately, you're losing because everything that you are doing, well, I don't think he's trolling yet. If I feel he is, I'll get rid of him. But I want to show you something. Bill, no, he's not trolling. Bill, I need you to see something. And it's very important to understand this. This is why the majority of you guys will win with women. Because men don't operate like this. Don't give a woman your fucking energy. You don't give a woman your energy, gentlemen. What you do is she gives you her energy. What about myself? Okay, you're asking, what about my self-actualization? Let me move to some great questions. You're asking, what about myself I should accept? Well, it's a lot of things. You don't accept the fact that that you are not worthy. You unfortunately accept that you flinch. You accept that you can't change. You accept that you're not good enough. You accept that you're shook. But you being shook means that you just don't have a strong foundation. There is nothing inside of you, because you're not a student of the game, to have the ability to follow through and get things done. See, this is the amazing thing about what y'all understand about game. As I talk to you, I'm 51. So started at 9, 51 years old. And I am still a student of the game because it is endless. It is endless. and the wealth of mental success that you guys can have is crazy, okay? It's crazy. Playlist asks, should you keep girls as friends? I don't understand what that is. What is a girl that's a friend? Women will, okay, let me explain this to you. All right, peep this out. A woman will see you as a friend when you're a man, but not the friends that you average guys have. She'll be able to talk to you, express things to you, want to spend time with you, want to hang out with you, want you to come over and watch TV as a friend. She would want you to come over and help her move and all that other stuff. But hold on, guys, there's a comma. I'm sorry, don't wait. Hold on, there's a comma. Let me explain this type of friendship. See, she wants you to help her move because once you move a box over there, she's going to want you to fuck her in every goddamn room to christen the fucking apartment she has. She's going to want you to come over to watch shows because she knows the only way to suck your dick or to fuck you is to find a way to come over there. So she's going to cook a dinner and a meal for you. There are different rules. The things that they do for the average guys, they're doing it just to hang out. There's no sexual tension. But the thing she's going to want to do is when she's moving, and guys, this is great. Sometimes they're going to say, I've got a picture I need to put up. Can you help me put up the picture? And you go over there and help put up the picture. Now, I know a lot of you guys are saying, wait a second, Steve. Why would I go over there and hang up a picture? Well, I wasn't done. Because for her, hanging up and putting the picture means you're going to be doing this, right? While she's sucking your dick. See, the thing she wants to know is, can you hang up the picture correctly while she's sucking your dick? So you're going to be hammering the nail and shit while she's sucking your dick. You're going to get your little thing to measure it out, make sure it's balanced while she's sucking your dick. You're going to put the picture on the wall while she's sucking your dick. And you got to make sure that shit is balanced while she's sucking your dick. That's what I'm saying, guys. It's totally, totally different. The experiences and the lifestyles that you guys are going to have, all right? It's totally different that you're going to have. Let me see. Kay asked a question. I fucked, and she told me she's never been fucked and turned on mentally like that before, but cut me off. Where did I go wrong? You went wrong because, okay, here's the problem. I don't actually think that you did what you're saying, but I will give you the benefit of the doubt. But as I'm saying before, there was no connection with you and that woman where she felt like she should come back. See, a lot of women will say a lot of shit, but what they do, her behavior, okay? But that's what I'm saying, boxing, is the behavior is the problem. The behavior, okay? Is it okay to let a woman tell you about her problems? Zion. Well, wait, let's stop real quick. KB, you fucked the first night, which showed that you were desperate, needy. You were just trying to fuck. So you got your fuck on, but that's all you did. You're just a quick fuck, and she moved on to something better. But is it okay that woman? Yeah. Hey, listen, absolutely. See, after you get done fucking and you're laying in the bed, that's when the friendship is born, in the bed, while you're laying in the bed, where you can turn on watch what you want to watch, talk about all the guys you want to talk about, because, which I don't understand, as that sexual friend, I think we need to do a show on being a sexual friend tomorrow, but as her sexual friend, you are going to get all the benefits. See, while she's fucking you or sucking your dick, she's gonna look for instruction from you because she's not used to someone giving her proper instruction. You know what? There's this guy. There's this guy that I'm thinking about dating. But I mean, what is your thought or opinion on that? You see what I'm saying? While she's fucking you, of why she's sucking your dick. You know what? I was thinking about going out with this guy, and you know, can I ask you about, because they're going to look to you for instruction. And that's what y'all understand. They're going to look to you for instruction, meaning that you're going to be her sex toy. That's not going to go away. The understanding is going to be like this. You know what I mean? The thing is, for a lot of you guys out here, is that y'all are going to do a lot of fucking. And after y'all fuck her, before you fuck, she's going to want to know things because she's still looking for a Mr. Right. I mean, you're Mr. Right, but she can't have you. So what she's going to try to do is she's going to try to find someone like you. Thus, she's in your head already, so you already won. So she's going to talk about other men, but this is where it's not disrespectful. See, she's going to fall in love with you. But in order for her to get out of the quicksand, she's got to try to find something on your level to yank her out of that fucking thing. And that's where she sinks in. See, watch this, guys. Watch this. This is what y'all do. Y'all let I told you to do shit. I'm going to talk about a sexual friend tomorrow. But what I'm saying is that this is how you break them. These are breaking moments. I'm going to give you a breaking moment. We'll talk more about that. I don't want to talk. We'll talk more about the sexual friend tomorrow, but I'm going to give you one breaking moment and we'll continue what we're talking about. The way you break them is you allow her to, hey, guys, you set a number. Set a number. Let it be like 20. Don't do 10 because then you don't want to break them like that yet. Set a number, 20. Let's say start at 20. That means for every 20 guys she talks about, bring up one woman, you'll fuck her up. Give her 20. She's going to ask you 20. Hey, well, I want to date this guy. I'm interested in this guy. I want to go out with this guy. What do you think? Do you think this outfit looks good and all this? 20 guys. For every 20 guys, you tell her, man, you know what? I had this woman sucking my dick last night. Let me tell you, and the thing was so quick. Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why are you crying? Why would you? Wait, hold on. Steven! What? Why would you? Steven, can we talk for a second? I do. I don't find it nice that you would bring up another woman. I thought we had understanding. Why would you bring up another woman? Like, I can't do this no more. I just don't want it to be this way because you said, no, stop. Wait, just give me a second. But wait a second, I understand. Wait, I thought I could talk to you about anything. Yeah, you can talk to me about man movies. We can talk about other things, about how I suck your dick and how we fuck, but why would you bring up another woman? Why would you do that? Why would you do that to me? I don't ever, what have I done wrong? Why would you do that, David? I didn't do nothing wrong. I don't understand. Why am I not good at it? Why would you bring another one? Hey, guys, we'll talk about that shit. We'll talk about that shit tomorrow. I'm telling y'all shit. We'll talk about that shit tomorrow. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Y'all, see, they think they can talk to you like you're some sucker. And they think the more they bring up other guys, it gives them emotional strength. And you just topple that shit. Bring up a woman and you fucking break them. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But off-brand, I think I answered. Let me get back to the question. I think off-brand, I already answered your question. I'm sorry. I'm catching up with y'all questions. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all know I y'all know how that shit go, though. I'm just letting y'all know how this shit go with these women and shit, man. All right. What I'm saying to y'all guys out here, man, these women can be broken, but that's why they want to be with you that much more, because in their eyes, they see you as a beautiful man. That's, I mean, she wants to really ask, let me see, this shit, like, let me make sure. And clean off the thing. Look, I look so blurry. I look so damn blurry. Maybe it's my screen right here. Well, grading your business card, what's the most important thing to write? Do your number or Gmail? That's it. Dude, okay, listen. I'm going to break down business card for you one time, and I don't understand how it's not complicated. You write down your number and write down your information, your email. That's just the way she can get in touch with you. Or you can write down your Instagram, but just write down your number and your email so she can get in touch with you. And the reason why you want to do that, some girls won't call, some will email, some will email, some will call. But if she ever asks you, why do you have a business card? It's because I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not going to go around asking, can I borrow a napkin or a pen? But then that's going to ask the next question. Well, how many women are you giving your card out to? Well, guess what? The only ones that I'm interested in. I mean, this is all game. This is all game, but I got you. But Daniel, I hope that was able to help you. But yeah, this is not complicated. I don't want y'all guys to complicate it more than what it is. But yeah. So we're talking about being a sexual friend, because I don't think y'all understand being a sexual friend now. And there's the benefits of that. Yeah, because see, look, right, we'll talk more about that. I'm sorry. I was going to get into all that shit. But yeah, so if y'all got questions, Z-Line, ask your question again, brother. Let me see if I can catch it. Is it ever okay to let a woman tell you about a problem? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. No, I didn't miss your question. All that thing I was telling you was yes. It's okay. I was talking about your question a second ago. Yes. Let me see. Oh, yeah, yes. What I'm saying is, listen, they are going to go to you because finally they can fuck somebody, talk to them, and realize that person is not going to judge them for what they're talking about, okay? What does it mean? I heard K-Zag say, instead of chasing women, you should chase yourself. Can you further explain that? Yeah, well, everything we're talking about is chasing yourself. See, okay, what Zag, my boy, was saying as well is that the thing is that you have to chase yourself. And let me show you who you have to chase. Allow me to show you. I will show you from our standpoint what you have to chase, because we're the only ones to talk about this. So I can, Zag is 1,000,000% right, but let me show you what you have to chase. When Zag, and I can't speak for Zag, but when he says something like, let me check the phone lines. I'm sorry, I got the lines all off. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Okay, lines are open. 267, you can call back. I'm sorry, sir. I must have missed your call. But what you see here is what I'm teaching you to chase. And this is just the beginning. If you don't chase this, you will never understand the game. This is what you, come on, Aaron, touchdown. Let's go, Green Bay. Let's go. Go for two, Green Bay. Go for two. But as I was saying before, man, this is a crazy ass game. But as I said to y'all guys before, it's very important to chase these things right here. This is what you should be chasing. This is what you should be chasing. So Dope asked a question. Let me get to Dope's question. Hold on, Dope. Let me get back to the thing. And if you want to call back 267, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. 216, I'll bring you in 1 second. Give me 1 second. 216, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up, sir? How can I help you?
Hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Okay, yeah. So I called yesterday about the Halloween show, but I knew that I kind of messed up by not looking out for myself and trying to find out for the college parties and stuff. But I went out today, and I had one success, but I went to four different places, but I had one success with one woman. And before I walked in, the guys and the security were dapping me up and telling me how cool my costume was. And then when I walked in, the woman that I gave my card to, she was asking me, is the fortune going to be a bad fortune or a good fortune? And I told her, all my fortunes are always good. And then that's when I went in with the script. And her friend that was out, her friend that was sitting with her, and these women are actually older, some older ladies, but she put out her phone and she started recording. But I didn't let that like stop me, and I just kept going with it. But that was just to show that everything that you've been saying has been working. Like, everything that you said is 100.
That's what I'm saying. If you would have done more of it in September when it came out, you'd have been better. But no, I think that's good. I'm not gonna knock you for that. I'm just good. That's a good job.
Yeah,
because
I didn't
want to
just
okay?
like stop there. Yeah.
No, that's cool. No, that's cool. But yeah, I gotta keep going. But do you have any other questions or anything, my brother?
No, I'm just gonna go out tomorrow and try again. But thank you so much for creating the Halloween costume. Thank you so much, man.
No, it's not about me creating, it's you doing it. This is not about me, it's about you, but I appreciate it, okay, big guy?
All right, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I respect you. Thank you. Respect. Okay, so you're asking, D, let me get to your question. D is asking, let me read this. When you say don't be judgmental to women, does that mean if she says she's doing something that you know is wrong, you don't say your opinion? Well, you don't give, okay, all right. Look, dope. Tell me real quick, wait, before I even answer this, dope, I want to answer this question. But tell me, what is she doing that's wrong? Tell me, dope, I need dope to answer the question. Dope, tell me, what is it that she's doing that's wrong? Tell me, dope, tell me what she's doing that's wrong. And once you tell me, I got you. But I need you to tell me what she's doing that's wrong, please. Tell me what she's doing that's wrong. And I will promise you, I will answer that question. I promise you, I will answer that question. I just need to know what it is she's doing wrong. Please tell me. Please tell me, because I can't help you if you're giving me, asking a vague thing. Well, no, well, then why are you even asking? Okay, why are you even asking the question? Why are you asking me a question about an experience that you don't have? I don't understand. Why are you asking a question that is a made up question? Zay, let me get to Zay. I'm not trying to knock you, man. I don't understand why are you asking a fucking what coulda, woulda, shoulda. And you're not even living that shit. All right, ZJ. Okay, I'm going to get coached because it seems whenever you guys spit game and my mind distorts it my mind distorts it and chasing. But what I'm, Zay, let me ask you a question. What is being said that makes you make it think, what are we chasing? How is it a man chases after a woman when all that man is doing is giving the woman the opportunity to suck his dick? I don't understand where the chasing comes in at. But if you can give a little more detail, I appreciate that. You can't find the stream where you did, Ty, explaining the rules. No, that's, I had to take that down because all that ties into the book and stuff like that. It was just a little sample of some of the book, so I had to take that down. It's going to be, a lot of that stuff's going to be connected to the book. So when the book comes out, all that can be connected. There's going to be more doors behind that. So, yeah, there's going to be more doors. So there's going to be more doors to that. Guys, we are going to do one more hour. All right, we'll probably do probably more 30 more minutes. But if you got questions, go ahead and ask. Got you covered. We'll do probably 30 more minutes. gentleman, and at I'll give you a time. Charging my phone. So I'm going to give you a time tonight. We are going to do a show, gentlemen. I'm going to give you all a time, okay? I'm going to give you a time. No, you can't. You can't, Don. No, you can't. No, because you're not serious. I don't want to. See, here's the thing. I don't want to help you guys out of bullshit. I don't like wasting my time, so no. If you actually were serious about it and you actually did it in late, early, I would have helped you, but you're not serious. You're just, you, now that you hear some of the success stories, now you want to do it. So I wouldn't do it at all because I don't like fake and frauds and phonies. So we're going to do a live show, gentlemen, around 3:15, 3:20 in the morning. 3:15, 3:20 in the morning. We do a live show. 3:15, 3:20 in the morning. Okay, I'm going to do that shit. So let's keep going. So let's see here. So, okay. I'd say I worded it wrong. Well, as a man, this is what I'm saying. Why do you guys, okay, I'm going to teach you some game, okay, dope. Why do you waste fucking words? It shows what kind of man you are because you never waste fucking words, meaning whatever comes out of your fucking mouth has to stand on it, man. What do you mean that you worded it wrong? This is what your problem is. See, when you get checked on the bullshit you say, y'all want to then turn around and say you worded shit wrong. So let's look at this shit. Would you tell your woman your opinions on things or just let them tell you their problems without, well, give me an example. Give me an example. Give me an example. I'm still going to ask you to give me an example because I feel like you're just throwing shit up on the wall. Give me an example or call in. I don't understand. Aaron, can you talk about more about in which way? I always talk about in which way? Which way? Hey, Ruthless, thank you very much. Appreciate the super chat, brother. Thank you very much. I just saw that shit. 402, I got you, brother. Hope this is the guy that asked the question, man. Please let this be. But if not, it's cool. 402, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, Keith.
Yes, can I? What's your question, sir? How can I help you? Okay. Well, all right. Well, I actually hung the phone up, I guess. I don't know. All right. So let's keep going. Eastern time. Yeah. 3:15 East. 3:15 East. Yes. 3:15 East in the morning. Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not going to help you motherfuckers if you ask it in the room. If you just took his lazy ass and called in last week, I got him. But no, he ain't doing that shit. He ain't doing that shit. But anyway, yeah, well, as I say for you guys out there, this is the beautiful thing about why everybody can win. Sometimes you guys have to make a decision for yourselves. You must make a choice and you must make a decision because you can never be anything to anybody until you are somebody to yourself. And you guys are nothing to yourselves. You guys waste life and you waste time. In 2 fucking days, that will be the 11th month wasted that you could have changed your life around because you actually wanted to win. But y'all don't win. Guys, maybe tomorrow in the morning we'll do a dirty show, but I'll take that shit down and I'll keep it special for you guys to listen. Maybe tonight we'll do something. I like doing that shit. I like doing something special for you guys and we take it down for everybody else or whoever else can get it. So we'll probably take it down or something like that. I don't know. God damn, that's a late ass hit. Anyway, so but if you have questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. 20 more minutes. We got you covered. Let us know what's going on. But we want to make sure that there's got to be a sense of urgency that you guys must display to yourselves. That if there's no sense of urgency, y'all will never be able to connect what's important. That there's so much that you guys don't know, but yet every day that goes by is that time is being wasted. Time is being wasted. Words are being wasted. Movements are being wasted. Thoughts are being wasted. All y'all are doing is wasting time. And it's sad, you know the saddest thing, if there's something sad, it's not really sad to me because I find it funny. I find it funny, but it's not sad that a lot of people out there, would rather take their lives as a joke. They joke around and they're not serious. God damn it, Tyler. God damn it. Hold on. Fucking Tyler. Oh, see, this is why I try not to let you guys hear, I try to avoid. Tyler, I didn't get it yet. Where'd you send it, Tyler? To my email? Tyler, I did not get it yet. Tyler, send it to me. I don't know what. Tyler heard something. Now Tyler's got to show the fuck up. Tyler, send it to Facebook so I can grab it, please. Send to Facebook for it so I can grab it, please. Send it to Messenger, sir. I want guys to hear it. I mean, all this stuff is important because Tyler is actually a student of the game. Tyler is a fucking sponge with this shit. And I wish I could show you the fucking blowjob this fucker got. I can't show you this shit, Tyler. Email, okay. Tyler sends me shit that I'm like, dude, I can't even send y'all the shit Tyler sent me. But let me go. You notice, and you know, I don't think y'all even noticed the big thing about this, the excitement that she has, and she's doing all the talking. That's what y'all understand. When women are fucking into you, they will run their fucking mouths, and not about, you know, this is what I'm looking for. If you notice, what is she talking about? She's not talking about the emotion. She's talking about the experience. Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? This is why we keep trying to tell you, when you have game, they don't talk about how they feel about guys, dating, all of her morals, all of her judgments and her compass and all that. They don't talk about that shit. They talk about the experience, gentlemen. Y'all see that? This is more of an experience. You know what I mean? Just an experience, and that's it. And that's what's so great about it. It's all about the experience. And if y'all can create the environment and create the experience, her emotion will be connected to the experience. And through the experience, she will have a new level of emotion. See, remember, the first wave of experience comes a brand new set of emotions because she's feeling something different, which means that you are no longer average. You're above average. And if you're above average, then she has got to play by your, and they will be happy to play by your rules, meaning they will do the things that you've always wanted them to do, without even asking them to do it. They will reach out to you. They will flirt with you. They will talk to you. They will send you heart eyes when they're thinking about you. They will send you teary eyes when they miss you. They will send the thinking about. They will begin to express themselves to you guys, and that's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Y'all are looking at everything the wrong way because you're looking at everything through the wrong lens, okay? And that's why I'm trying to get you guys to see things through a different lens, because the more you see it through a different lens, the more that you do that, man. Yeah, right. Shout out to Coach Jay. What's up, brother? Yeah, but and that's what I always say to y'all guys, and that's what the beautiful thing about game is, man, and that's why men operate differently. And that's why we think differently, why we move differently, why we talk differently, why we think differently. And it's hard to say, I don't want to say act, because it's we're not portraying a role. What you see is what you get. But what makes us different is you are not used to what we are, because every man should be different. But the problem is y'all want to act the same, and there is the problem. Y'all are too busy trying to act the same, and you are stopping trying to act different, and that's the problem. So, guys, I got questions. I got you. We've got about 11 minutes, and then in the morning, around 3 in the morning, 3:20 in the morning, we will kick off a special show for you guys for an hour. Kick off a special show. Y'all know we do that because the game is, that's what it is, man. And that's the beauty of it. But we can't waste time. You waste time, you're going to lose. You do this, everything you're doing is wasting away time, wasting away moments and thoughts. And if there's no sense of urgency, I'm not mad at you. Don't think that I'm not judging you. Everybody cannot have the sense of urgency that a man has. It's that the world is not built that way. The economy has to keep, it must be kept and must be known that everything has to work the way it is. It's working perfect. The world is perfect right now, the way it is. The men win, and everybody else gets the scraps or the leftovers of what the men have going on. Because even when all that stuff happens and all that stuff goes down, I just saw something where a woman broke up with her boyfriend just to fuck her friend again, her sexual friend. She broke up with her boyfriend just to get some more of that dick. But that's just how it is, man. It's just a different life, man. It's a different life. It's just a life that I wish I want for all you guys to have. I want you to have this life, but I can't force it on you. And I mean, just look at your calendar, man. It's amazing. I could not be, man. My God. Tyler is doing really well. My students are doing great. I'm proud of my students. My students are doing an excellent job. And the reason why they're doing an excellent job, because they are excellent themselves. They are kicking fucking ass. And they are moving in ways, and they have broader questions later on as they grow in. Because the questions that they're asking is more of handling an emotional woman. And I don't mean emotional as in crying. I mean handling emotional as in she's losing her fucking mind. She cannot handle you, or she cannot accept what you are and what you do. So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. So that's what we're going to be discussing that as part of the thing tomorrow when it comes to a sexual friend. We'll discuss that. Because there's a lot of rules to it. It's a lot of rules. But they're fine. They're not bad. And it's going to sound crazy, but these are the same rules as in go to her place and watch Netflix. But here's the problem. You're not going to her place and watch Netflix. It's just she's going to talk to you the same way she talks to her friend. The only difference is that she's going to be fucking, she just, is what do they call it in baseball? The unwritten rule? It's just, come over and watch Netflix. I mean, okay, we'll talk more about it because I don't think you understand. A lot of women are got to get used to the lifestyle of being used to letting her hair down and actually getting to a point where she says, I want to suck that dick or lick your ball. So it's got to be a gradual process where she'll start off with, let's go, can you come over and hang out with me and watch some TV? Two totally different roads. Go over and go and watch TV with her. She'll be fucking, you'll be watching TV. you'll be watching TV. Just like I say, if it's fixing something, if it's watching TV, you'll be doing it, right? You're saying acting the same is the problem, Steve, right? Yes. The problem is y'all are acting the same. Yes, absolutely. Because y'all are here's the problem. Y'all are acting from an I do. So that means whoever is instructing you, they're instructing you to look outside yourself and follow the cult. You're saying that to follow the cult. And that's why there's the problem, because y'all are following the cult. But D-Gamer, if you notice, all the guys, oh, he missed a fucking kick. All the guys that wore the costume, even though they all wore the costume, they had different results, which forced them to act in different ways. So that's the beautiful thing about what we're trying to show you. We're not saying be this thing outside of yourself. We're not saying be this thing outside of yourself. You can't be. And you can't win in this game being somebody else, and that's not going to work. Tonight we're gonna chill out and have a good show tonight. We're gonna, 5 minutes left in the show. We're gonna have a good show. We're gonna talk about chop up some game for about an hour. Laugh, have a good time. I answer questions and you know, just have a good time. We have a good time today. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of you guys, especially the guys. Hey, all you guys that did the costume thing, what a great man. Tyler, send me that and I'll play that shit tomorrow or something, dog. Just send that shit. I'll do it tomorrow. I don't have time right now. We're about to wrap this up. Send it tomorrow. Send it and I'll, or chop it up for me, Tyler. Chop it up and send it in bits or something. But we'll do that. But yeah, The thing is, we never want you to be the herd or have the herd mentality. That's not going to get you anywhere, having that herd mentality. Herd mentality will never get you anywhere. It will never allow you to win. Okay? So always remember that, guys, and always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in their thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. I mean, that's what we want you to do. That's what we want you to do. Gentlemen, we'll be kicking off a show later on tonight. I'm going to get on my Call of Duty. My boys hit me up. I got to go do some shooting and shit, relax and stuff like that. And we got you, man. Yeah, well, no, it's not. I don't want you to separate from a pack. No, the only pack you should be separating from is the negative things that you say, that pack. So that's what you should separate from. Don't separate from other men. Separate from the thoughts that you have. See, remember boxing. If you're trying to separate from other men, that's more of an I do. That's not an I am. So instead of doing the I do, you've got to separate from the mindsets that you have, the beliefs and all the other stuff that's going on in your mind. And also tomorrow, Monday, I'm going to show y'all something. I got a surprise for y'all on Monday. I got a little surprise for y'all. I'll show y'all something on Monday. A little surprise for y'all. So We'll do a show on being her sexual friend. The benefits of a sexual friend. Well, the rules and benefits of being her sexual toy. Not a friend, you're more of a toy. So the rules and benefits of either being her sexual toy or her sexual dildo. So we're going to talk about the rules. There are rules that you got to understand. We'll talk about all that stuff, break it down and stuff like that. But I do appreciate you guys, man. But I ask you guys, please appreciate yourselves first, okay? And, hey, guys, all the guys that call in, I'm proud of you. Let me check the phone line. Yeah, lines with lines, taking the lines down. I'm proud of you guys. Y'all are extraordinary.